Greetings, dear friends and dedicated listeners. I'm your host, Noelle Knockreiner, and I'm here to extend you a warm welcome to Season 6 of the Michigan Agriculture and Food Podcast. Can you believe it? We've been on this incredible journey since 2018, and here we are, ready for another season of Farm Fresh Stories. For those of you who have been with us since the beginning, thank you for your unwavering support. And if you haven't yet ventured into the archives, now is the perfect time to do so. Listen back to hear as Michigan farmers, producers, and industry leaders share their passion for our beautiful state and their deep-rooted love for agriculture. Now, buckle up for another season that digs deep and brings the essence of Michigan straight to your ears. Welcome to a harvest of stories, insights, and the vibrant spirit of the Great Lakes. Once again, this is Michigan AF. From the wheat fields of the Thumb to the cherry trees on the Third Coast, Michigan grows more than 300 different foods and products that we all enjoy every day. We're on a mission to find every local restaurant, manufacturer, and food company sourcing their ingredients right here in the Mitten. And in the process, bridge the gap between the farm and your fork. We want to introduce you to all things Michigan agriculture and food. This is Michigan AF. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Michigan Agriculture and Food Podcast. Agriculture is Michigan's second largest industry, and today we're joined by the person at the state of Michigan who's responsible for keeping it that way. Dr. Tim Boring is the director of the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, or MDARD for short. MDARD is committed to investing in the state's rural economies, expanding food and agriculture businesses, and preserving our environmental resources. Welcome to the podcast, Director Boring.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I want to begin by learning more about your journey to the position of being the director. What's your background and how did you get involved in the agriculture industry?
Well, I grew up in agriculture. So my family has had a longtime farm in Stockbridge, just a bit outside of Lansing. And when I was growing up, we did a lot of processing cucumbers and peppers and were involved in mint, diversified operations, some row crops in there as well. Like a lot of farms in the area, there was in our specific area here of the state, there had always been quite a bit of diversity in the past. And really a lot of that's gone now back to kind of corn, soybeans, a little bit of wheat. So I mean, Michigan State was just down the road, went there for an undergrad degree, figured I kind of liked the research thing and different aspects of how that played into like shaping what the future of ag looks like. So spent a long time in Michigan State, worked there within the soil fertility program for a while, got a few degrees. And then I guess around 2012 or so, graduated from MSU and went over, spent a little time at Soybean Checkoff. I was at Michigan Agribusiness for a number of years. Had started Michigan Agriculture Advancement, an advocacy group around soil health and water quality. So what today has kind of turned into regenerative ag. And then got tabbed by the Biden administration to come over and work in USDA Farm Service Agency in Michigan for a while. And then since March, I've had the pleasure of serving in this role here at MDARD. So I'm really excited to have a hand here of shaping what the future of Michigan agriculture looks like.
That's really wonderful. And before we talk about all that, and I would love to hear a little bit more about your family farm. So I know it's a sixth generation farm. What do you grow? How involved are you and other family, et cetera?
Well, I took over management of our farm in around 2000. And at that time, we had kind of transitioned as a farm to just row crops, pretty conventional management. So when I talk about the value to me of soil health and regenerative agriculture and diversification, like I'm kind of living this to some extent as well. We looked at it's kind of a farm family operation here, specifically when grain prices were so high 10 years ago here. How do we pour some investment back into the farm to maintain profitability and productivity moving into the future? And with an eye on some of those longer term challenges of resiliency is going to become a bigger deal. And the concept of making more money per acre rather than trying to control more acres to make the same amount of money certainly resonated with me. So we took some steps to try to work that way as a farm. This started with the implementation of more cover crops and diversified rotations, reducing tillage, getting a lot smarter and more thoughtful of how we're managing inputs going in as first and foremost a cost production or cost mitigation strategy, but an eye on how that kind of can build a whole system moving forward. So today, the farm that I'm still involved with here, the day job keeps me plenty busy, so others are helping me quite a bit on the farm. You know, corn soybeans are still a major part of the rotation. We've played around in a lot of different cereal grains. Wheat's the most reliable market there, but we've dabbled when the opportunities have presented themselves in rye or oats or barley. We've grown edible beans on and off, and we're going to be kind of a fringe area for that. But we're trying to strategically look at how do you build more diversified rotations for some, how specifically how they work into a resilient system here, and hopefully translating a little bit more management per acre into more money per acre at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And I think that's what so many farmers in the state are trying to do as well. So it's good to hear that you're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
So you were appointed as the Director of Agriculture and Rural Development in just March of this year in 2023. Can you share about your role as director and how you've been promoting agriculture in the state?
Well, the charge here is to help shape what the future of agriculture looks like in this state. And of course, there's a lot of day-to-day responsibilities that the Department of Agriculture is involved in. And it's fantastic to kind of have an inside view of how, you know, a big, robust department like this operates. But as I look at it too, it's I think the opportunities in front of us in this role are shaping what the long-term strategic view looks like in the face of a lot of challenges for what's in the best interest of Michigan. We've been talking a lot about priorities around resiliency and diversity, upward economic mobility across the entire state, and how those messages fit into broader challenges that our state has. So when you hear the governor talk about the importance of population growth here in the state, or the health of consumers, the costs of any number of products that families are dealing with on a day-to-day basis, those are all opportunities for agriculture to have a really strong driver. So I view it as a welcome challenge here to grapple with these big existential problems that we've got, not only in agriculture, but within our state, and then come back and look at how can we take some steps here as a state to position Michigan as a whole into the best position moving forward long term.
Yeah, that's really important. Agriculture, as I said, is the second largest industry, and it's such an integral part of really everything that we do in this state, even coming, you know, into tourism and the automotive industry and everything. So that's really important and really key. So
it's economically too, but we touch on this a little bit too, right? It's such an important economic driver. It's a little bit harder sometimes to quantify the social aspects of what agriculture is. And agriculture drives culture in this state. It drives our social identity. And it's true in urban areas. It's true in rural areas. So I think the opportunity here is to talk about these things in a really complex and whole way, that when we talk about creating a great state to live in, agriculture has a big part to play in this.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what is one of the most interesting things that you've learned about the state or agriculture in your first 6 months on the job?
Well, I don't think I'm any stranger to the department coming in, certainly, and I've been around Michigan agriculture my whole life. So I'm not sure that I've found a lot of surprising things about agriculture in general. One of the most validating points, I guess, I've learned is just the dedication of staff to this agricultural mission we have in front of us. I found this to be true at USDA. I absolutely find it true at NDARD. The staff that choose to work at these organizations, that choose to opt in for government service, they're not doing it because it's the highest paying gig around. They're doing it because it means something, and they're contributing to something bigger than just themselves. The staff that we have as an agency here are dedicated to the work. They go above and beyond on a consistent basis. We get a lot of bang for the buck out of the people working here. So I'm inspired by our staff on a daily basis. I'm inspired by the fact that we've got so many good people coming up with creative solutions, and they're interested in moving our industry forward. So it's been really rewarding being a part of a broad organization here that's so dedicated to a common mission.
That's wonderful. And I've enjoyed everyone that I've gotten to interact with at the department. And I just think that, yes, they're doing amazing things. So speaking of MDARD, how does it work to support farmers and growers in our state?
MDARD does a tremendous amount of work behind the scenes. And we commonly kind of talk about this quiet, effective organization. And like a lot of value to that. I think that's consistent with my persona in a little bit, but we've got the opportunity to be a little bit bolder and more active in promoting what we do, I believe. MDARD contributes to these base fundamentals of what the food system is. And we take it for granted, but we have a really stable and secure and safe food system in the state and in this country. The pandemic tested a lot of these things, but you never saw consistently grocery shelves being empty or folks fundamentally questioning the safety of the food that's in grocery stores they put in their bodies. And MDARD is a big part of that. So there are a lot of aspects here of consumer protection, the assurance of the quality of food that we're growing on a day-to-day basis. But as you look broader too of how we not only protect the current system that we have in place, but look to grow it, to look to expand it, look to marry up the continuing evolution of science into what we do. There's a ton of capacity of the department of having forward-facing, forward-thinking approaches to what does it look like to build a system that's going to work well into tomorrow? How are we proactively addressing issues in front of us today? And how are we building for tomorrow? So there's a lot of emphasis placed on listening, of getting out into the countryside, talking to growers, talking to food processors, talking to consumers about what they need, and then how can the department play a role in that? So you can see that in our work on supporting expansions to wastewater infrastructure, expansions to cold storage across the state, responses to definitive challenges that we currently have. But assuming a leadership posture here too, of knowing that coming in and assisting growers and agribusinesses with cost share and grants to grow their businesses is absolutely important. But if we're not taking leadership roles and kind of helping to shape what the future of the industry looks like too, we're missing something as well. So that's a big piece of it for us, continuing to think about how do we position our industry in the best place forward so we continue to be competitive moving forward.
It's wonderful to hear. What would you say is one thing that really sets Michigan agriculture apart from the rest of the country?
It's always been our diversity, right? That adage we're continuing to use now is the fact that the most diverse state in the country with a reliable source of water. We're going to have continuing advantages as we look to the future here too, based on the challenges around us. Consumers are increasingly caring about where their food comes from and how it's grown. Who is growing it? Who touches that food on the way through? So Michigan is wonderfully positioned to do these sorts of things. We're going to have access to water in a place that other places simply won't have moving forward. As we care more about where the food comes from, the assurances that we can provide in the safety of the food and how it impacts regional economies, building for community access. Those are things that we're really well positioned to play on. So we're spending a lot of time and energy in Michigan here looking at how we decarbonize our economy, how we're building inwardly so that we're mindful of what's in our best interest. The reason that the diversity in Michigan grew up in a lot of ways was the fact that we're a day's drive from all these major population centers in the U.S., the Chicago market, all up and down that eastern seaboard. That will continue to be an advantage for us moving forward. The value of regional food production is something I believe we can continue to build out and make a case for why consumers should pay a little bit more for products. So Michigan's going to be really poised on that. We are a populist state. So you look at the fact that we've got a consumer base here in our own backyard to continue to support that diversity. So I'm really excited about where Michigan can continue to position ourselves strategically compared to our competitors, whether it's it's other states in the nation or countries around the world. But we've got a lot of things moving in our favor moving forward.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we talk a lot about the access to fresh water that we have when we're talking to consumers, but also thinking about that key part of how close we are to some of those major cities and, you know, being able to get them food quickly is really important as well. So can you talk about some of the most pressing challenges that you're addressing and how they're going to impact consumers down the road?
Yeah, I think there's a few things of both on farms and more broadly within the consumer market here. We talk about water. Water is going to become a major factor. And when we talk about the impacts of climate change and extreme weather, a lot of that's around dealing with water. Too much water in times of the year where we don't want it. Too little, all too frequently in other times. That's to some extent why you see us talking as a department more about soil health and regenerative agriculture, of understanding that building resiliency into our systems in this way is going to be really important for positioning our industry moving forward, so that we're well equipped to deal with these sorts of things as they can continue to come down the pike here. But I think too, it's aligning consumer values with the system we've got in place ahead of us here. Like I say, consumers care about how their food is grown. And we've got a real opportunity here to continue to be nimble and strategic, producing what consumers want in a way that meets their demands. We're not going to be locked into just one type of production system. The growers here in Michigan are really adaptable. We've got fantastic institutions and capacity to refine our production as it moves forward, whether it's with agribusiness companies, with the university, with others that have a vested interest of building resilient, diverse systems here moving forward. So there's a lot of potential here, but I think there's the need for continued understanding here of what the drivers of Michigan truly are for communities across the state, and making sure that policymakers understand that when we're talking about building upward economic mobility throughout the state, like that begins with agriculture. Agriculture drives rural economies. It drives urban economies in a lot of ways. So eggs are going to be in a really good spot to be a big contributing factor of addressing these larger concerns we have as a state.
That's wonderful to hear. So a couple times already, you've mentioned regenerative agriculture and resiliency. Can you talk about what that is and what changes farmers have been implementing to align their farms with that movement?
Absolutely. There's a couple pieces here of why regenerative agriculture is more of a talking point for us here in the department than it's been in the past. First and foremost, for me, it's an outcome-based approach. And I think that is really a philosophy that as a government organization, we need to be really serious about. We're entrusted with a lot of taxpayer resources on an annual basis here, and maximizing those resources, ensuring we have accountability and responsibility for those is a really serious thing to me. So having a system that is focused outwardly on outcomes is a big piece to ensuring that kind of accountability. That's a lot of the fundamentals that regenerative ag is based upon. It's a focus too on what is in the best interest of our core constituency here at MDART. And for me broadly, that's anybody who eats or lives here in the state, that interacts with the environment, that has a hand in our economy. But more specifically, it's farms and it's those involved in the food system here. So when you talk about regenerative ag as one of the primary focuses of enhancing farm productivity and profitability, that aligns with something that's in the core interest of our core constituency base here too. So understanding the soil health is going to be a big piece in how we mitigate the effects of extreme weather moving forward. It's a big factor in what we can do about ensuring environmental sustainability with things like nutrient loss. It's a piece of improving the resiliency of our system so that farms themselves are implementing resiliency practices rather than many of the approaches we currently employ. I think the regenerative agriculture puts us on a path of better positioning ourselves long-term in the state. We're better off when we're growing diverse, higher value things rather than lower, more fragile systems of just traditional row crops. So the regenerative ag to me is it's really an approach here that aligns our efforts with what is in the best interest of Michigan farms and everybody who lives here in the state of Michigan.
Wonderful. Thank you for explaining that. And then as director, you've had the opportunity to tour a lot of farms across the state. Is there a common theme or goal that you've seen on all farms, no matter what it is that they're growing?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess this simply builds on what I've observed for a long time within the agricultural community. Folks want to be a part of the solution. And I think that's a pretty ubiquitous trait as you look at farms of all kinds across the state. There's a lot of similar values between farmers wherever you go. There's a value for local community. There's a value for building an operation, oftentimes with a longer range focus and a longer range approach to what viability looks like. A lot of farms here in Michigan are multi-generational operations. The folks are concerned about how we're building about something that's greater than just ours. And there's an understanding here that when you're going to be very place-based on a multi-generational farm, you have an intrinsic interest in improving your local community. You're not going to pick up and move your farm because the town down the road holds some more attractive cultural features, for instance. So folks are interested of building communities. They're interested of building for the long term. There's some strong themes here of responsibility and accountability. Those are themes that I'm interested in weaving in here with what we do at government work. Again, like we're entrusted with taxpayer resources here, and I take it pretty seriously of how we're going to maximize those for the best interests of our stakeholders. So it's always fantastic working with this, the community of agriculture. I mean, I've obviously grown up in it here, so it's something that's pretty deeply embedded in me. But I'm here for working within Michigan agriculture and bettering this place for what comes down the road here. So there's a lot of values that are shared by growers across the state here. It's wonderful to be part of that community.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. Before we wrap up, is there any other information or anything that you would like to share with our listeners?
I'd share just the fact that I'm here to learn and to listen. You know, spending a lot of time here in Michigan agriculture already, that I feel I've got a pretty strong background in what we're dealing with in front of us. But there's always the opportunity to get out, to learn more about what's happening across the state. There's value certainly in listening, learning more. We're never done learning. We're never done listening. So as we're out and about here across the state, make sure I'm always eager to have folks reach out, talk to me about the challenges they're facing. How do people see the role of MDARD bettering their lives and operations? It's always wonderful to get out, talk to people, and help build a system together moving forward.
Wonderful. Thank you. And again, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. It's just incredible to hear about the continued work that the state is doing to support our farmers and our environment.
Thanks so much for having me.
In Michigan, agriculture employs more than 805,000 people, including those who are committed to protecting our environment and finding ways to protect our resources to ensure that farmers can continue giving back more than they take from the land and farming for generations to come. Thank you for listening, and join us next time as we continue to explore all of Michigan's food and agriculture. The Michigan AF Podcast is a project of the Michigan Ag Council and the Michigan Grown, Michigan Great campaign. We are a coalition of farmers and agribusinesses committed to providing the best possible foods and products for our neighbors, communities, and the state we all love. To hear more podcasts and to learn about Michigan's agriculture diverse sector, visit MichiganGrown.org.